Call to order for the Arizona City Fire District Board meeting for Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. You would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We want you to
Hey, Rob.
All right, so all board members are in attendance. Welcome to Mr. Unger. Number five is Chief Dillon's duty report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So under the fire chiefs and staff reports, under the December report for 2025, we have two new applications. We still remain at 100%. We're working on Rescue 567 this month. Our daily training for the month of December 2025 for EMS is continuing respiratory emergencies during our winter times with our senior visitors. And then the continuing MCS operations to get our annual requirements done for that. We continue to have two members in paramedic school, and two members are currently on deck, as well as six people in our AEMT class. Our image trends is at 95%. Under community service, during the month of November, December so far, we've helped 86 citizens. We continue to work on our grant money, participate in the Chamber of Commerce, and we work off our grants for DFFM and FEMA and ESRAC. We did, under school events, conduct a fire drill for the month of November. And we continue to work off the balance of the grants for 2025 and in 2026. Next is the staff reports. Total of 131 total reports written. One vehicle fire, 57 EMS calls, 15 incident service calls, 49 good intent calls, and 9 false alarms or false calls for a total of 131. You'll see on the next page off the 246 calls for the month. One was out of district with a mean response time of just over 7 minutes to resource that to get it out of town. And then the 245 in district have a mean time of 4.86 minutes, so just over 4 minutes and 47 seconds. The NFPA annual summary reports behind that, you'll see the one vehicle fire and the 57 EMS calls, and that balances out the reports for the month.
Do I have a motion to approve the fire chief's report and the consent agenda?
Or
staff report.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next item is number 7, the correspondent.
Several calls through the month just thanking us for service and holiday cards for service as well.
Okay. Item number 8 is consent agenda.
So we balanced out the month with 4440-4458. All bills are paid, are current through the month. 944-49 in capital outlay for buildings, 213-10 in communications capital budget, 6025 in fire hydrant capital outlay bonds, 338-85 in the capital outlay for apparatus and vehicles, and 202-32 in the firefighter fund for the consent agenda for the month.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 9, call to the public. Mr. Unger.
I'd like to have it put in the records. I'm sure it will be with recording. But I have sent in numerous documents to the chair, to the secretary and the chief, and I am still waiting for an answer. And one of them is why the bills are not being read at this meeting. I'm not talking about general under one umbrella. I'm talking about individual bills that are paid. Why they ain't being read, so the public is aware of what it costs them with their taxpaying money to run this place. Am I going to get an answer out of anybody? So it's the same thing. Ask a good question, get no response. That's right, I'll wait up here until my 2 minutes up. maybe you'll decide to be men and answer the questions. Unless you don't want the public to know what it costs and where the money goes here. Is that what your goal is? Apparently so.
All right, we're out of time.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make one comment since it was a personal attack. What we heard was just another series of blatant lies. We have registered letters going back and forth that have been signed for multiple documents that were never picked up and or modified under our plan to do that. So what we heard is just another series of blatant lies. So I'm happy to turn this over to the district attorney to go forward because it's just blatant lies of what we just heard.
Okay.
So, thank you.
All right. Item number 10, old business is none. And then under new business is fire district expansion. Chief?
So I just want to put on the board's agenda, we've been meeting with the county and a board of supervisors from the county for our expansion, covering areas to the west and the south. So I just want to put that on everybody's radar as we go forward. We want to get more definitive information from the county for that expansion. I will bring that up to everybody as we go forward, but just as a kind of food for thought as we move forward on that.
Okay. All right, the next meeting day of regular business meeting is January 13th, 2026. Agenda items for the next meeting are due by January 6th, 2026. And the last item is adjournment. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
No motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned.